It was a night of approvals at the Nome City Council meeting Monday night, advancing the latest for the city's new museum and library, loans for the utility, and more. But leaving unanswered questions ranging from legal pot sales in Nome to just what to do with an extra $50,000 in community benefit shares from NSEDC. But first, the council approved $10.5 million for the city's new library, museum, and the Coeur Cultural Center, known as the Richard Foster Building. The project is on budget, and that price tag covers materials, architecture and engineering, permitting, and more. But one item not covered is humidity control for exhibits. It's something the councilmember Louis Green Sr. says should be part of the final building, but something councilmember Randy Pomeran says the council voted to cut.
Well, that's an item that you have to have. Ivory carvings and stuff like that has to stay in. That's pretty good. We did discuss it in one meeting.
Right, but we had taken it out, so it's kind of new to the forefront again.
With roughly $1.6 million as yet unspent from the museum for storage and museum exhibits, as well as $500,000 in contingency funds, project managers say they're drafting plans on how to use that extra money, and humidity controls is on the list. Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation is pledging $150,000 for community projects in each NSEDC member community, and part of its annual community benefit share means $50,000 more than the council was expecting. The city will take proposals from the public on how to spend the funds in the coming weeks, but Sue Steinecker with the Nome Emergency Shelter Team was quick to ask for a chunk of the extra money.
You have been a tremendous supporter of NEST, and you've given us $10,000 out of your May budget every year since we got going. And then when NSEDC started giving the city money, we also would make a request at that point for $20,000, out of which you would give us 10. Now I found we didn't get any money out of the May budget, that it's being deferred to this NSEDC funds. Given that you find yourself with an extra $50,000, I would like to put in a plug that you maintain the level of $20,000 funding that we've gotten from you in the past.
The city and the city council will take additional recommendations for use of the funds in the coming weeks. Shifting gears, the council looked at the ongoing financial issues with the city utility and its $2.2 million line of credit used to pay for everything from fuel bills to loans to construction projects. The council unanimously approved changes to two utility loans for $1.6 and $1.8 million, and the loans are meant to recoup costs for water and sewer projects already completed. The loans are essentially unchanged, only the source of the funds is different. Both are now issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. But changing horses midstream on multi-million dollar loans led Councilmember Matt Cully to warn that he's finished altering the deal with the utility.
You know, we've asked for a few things, same thing like that cash flow, who owes what, where is it at, you know, where is it going? We need to know that cash flow. We need to see what that is. I will say on record, I will not approve any more money going to NJUS for this on any more surprises.
To that end, Councilmember Gerald Brown proposed a subcommittee made up of members from the utility board and the city council to look at the idea of folding the utility's accounting system into the city's. And Monday's meeting ended with a question. How should the city of Nome prepare for the impending legalization of marijuana? It was a conversation Councilmember Stan Anderson says needs to happen in the community and with the police chief.
You know, I think the chief should know sooner or later probably is which way the council is leaning on legalizing the sale of a pot. I don't think we should wait for the legislature to start making up our minds what we're going to do. We should give an indication of what we're doing.
City Manager Josie Banky recommended the council wait to meet with the city attorney before deciding on a way forward when it comes to legal marijuana sales in Nome.